Good morning. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang dhammang sanghang namasami. So this morning I'd like to read a sutta from Anguttara Nikaya 8. This is Sutta 36. This is an interesting sutta about merit making. And what sorts of resultants we can expect. This sutta is interesting because of all the types of making merit, everything explained here is when not undertaking any meditation, just things like generosity and morality, but no meditation. So what? How far can we go without any meditation? This is an interesting study in that. Okay. So the sutta is called Activity. Bhikkhus, there are these three bases of meritorious activity. What three? The basis of meritorious activity consisting in giving. Okay, so dana. The basis of meritorious activity consisting in virtuous behavior, so sila. And the basis of meritorious activity consisting in meditative development. Okay, so there are 8 cases here. Okay, number 1. Here, bhikkhus, someone has practiced the basis of meritorious activity consisting in giving to a limited extent. He has practiced the basis of meritorious activity consisting in virtuous behavior to a limited extent. But he has not undertaken the basis of meritorious activity consisting in meditative development. With the breakup of the body, after death, he is reborn among humans in an unfavorable condition. Okay, so here it says we can get a human rebirth even with limited dana, limited giving, limited virtuous behavior, and no meditation. Next, number 2. Someone else has practiced the basis of meritorious activity consisting in giving to a middling extent. Okay, so last time it was just a limited extent. Now it's a middling extent. He has practiced the basis of meritorious activity consisting in virtuous behavior to a middling extent, but he has not undertaken the basis of meritorious activity consisting in meditative development. With the breakup of the body after death, he is reborn among humans in a favorable condition. Okay, so we went from unfavorable condition to a favorable condition. And that was by going from limited, dana and sila, to middling dana and sila. Okay, that goes from unfavorable to favorable in the human realm. That's a big deal. And no meditation's happened here. Of course, you know, meditation is very good. Okay, so number 3. Okay, well, there's it repeats most of the same formula, but I'll just change the key words here. So in case number 3, the dana and the sila are now to a superior extent, not middling. Again, no meditation. Okay, now this time, with the breakup of the body after death, he is reborn in the companionship with the devas ruled by the 4 great kings. There are the 4 great kings who have practiced superlatively the basis of meritorious activity consisting in giving, so dana, and the basis of meritorious activity consisting in virtuous behavior, so sila. So yes, these four great kings, so that surpasses the devas ruled by the four great kings in 10 respects. In celestial lifespan, celestial beauty, celestial happiness, celestial glory, and celestial authority. And in celestial forms, sounds, odors, tastes, and tactile objects. Okay, so interesting. All right, so now the Don and the Sila is of a superior extent. But there was still no meditation, so that gets you to the realm of the four great kings. So that's a heavenly rebirth now. Okay, case number four. So this time around, it's Donna to a superior extent, Sila to a superior extent, and again, no basis of meditation. But this time, one can be reborn in companionship with the Tawatingsa Devas. There, Sakka, ruler of the Devas, who had practiced superlatively the basis of meritorious activity in giving and the basis of meritorious activity consisting of virtuous behavior, surpasses the Tawatingsa Devas in 10 respects. So it's the same 10 respects. Okay, so basically, here's a second and better heaven you can go to with that same, you know, like superior Sila, superior Donna can get you to the Sakka's realm called the Tawatingsa Devas. And case five, same thing, superior Donna, superior Sila, no meditation. And there's a third heaven possible here. And this is reborn in companionship with the Yama Devas. There, the young Deva Suyama. Okay, so this is the ruler of the Yama Devas is Suyama. Okay, so this is a third heaven possible with superior Sila and Donna, no meditation. Okay, case six, we have superior superior Donna, superior Sila, no meditation. Oh, here's a fourth heaven you can go to, the Tusita Devas ruled by Santusita. Okay, case seven. So we have superior Donna, superior Sila, no meditation. You can also go to the heaven and be, it is a companionship with the devas who delight in creation, who is ruled by Sunimita. Sunimita. Okay, and then case eight. Again, we have superior Donna, superior Sila. No meditation. One can be reborn in companionship with the devas who control what is created by others, ruled by Vasavati. Okay. Okay, so even with no meditation, but if we have superior Donna, superior Sila, we can get a lot of mileage out of that. Any of these heavens is Buddhism praises that highly. These lifespans would be measured in eons, you know, extremely long times, albeit not totally permanent. And interestingly, in this sutta, notice how the mention of the Sila and the Donna, we weren't confined as to who the Sila and the Donna are given to. It's just generosity at all, okay? Morality at all. And who the recipient of this giving is isn't mentioned. Or the, you know, who we're being morally... who we are acting towards morally, that's not mentioned. This Dhamma talk is only 15 minutes, but I will briefly mention another interesting sutta if you find this sort of thing interesting. I do, you know. It's called the Velama Sutta, and I know I've mentioned this in at least one past Dhamma talk. If you really want to know where, I can dig it up on my website. And in this Velama Sutta, it is similar in structure to this one, where there's like kind of increasingly meritorious action, and but it also includes, okay, what if we do meditate? What if we add meditation to the mix? How much better does this get? And you know, so once meditation is also in there, then the rewards get even better yet. So the Velama Sutta is good for that, for talking about that. And the Velama Sutta also takes into account how good do things get when the recipient is themselves morally pure, has good sila, or what if the recipient has right view? What if the recipient is themselves a meditator? What if they are like a Sangha member who practices well, who meditates well, who can attain meditative attainments? So the meritoriousness of the recipient does matter. Okay, that there's like an amplifying effect for the merit making. So this Velama Sutta talks about this amplifying effect, and it uses language like the resulting merit is beyond measure. It cannot be calculated. It's just called immeasurable. You know, it just sort of like breaks your calculator, you know. The calculator just can't even calculate it. Smoke comes out the sides, you know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that is an interesting distinction in Buddhism that, I just spent a month in Canada, and this does not come easily to Westerners at all, this notion that who you're giving to matters. Who you're giving to matters. Most Canadians I talk to, you know, just kind of non-Buddhist Westerners, they usually have a default view of who needs help the most. That's who you should probably help first. Or you should even help. Some of them would assert you should help them first, but and there's a lot to be said for like, okay, well, let's not neglect people in need. You know, there are people in need. Let's not just ignore them like they don't matter. However, I do feel Buddhism has a point which can't be denied, that like there are some people who just have really terrible morality. You know, they're just really untrustworthy, not good people. And if we choose to help those people of poor character, poor behavior, poor morality, poor everything, they're just terrible people. Oftentimes that help will just not really make any good difference to speak of. It just, that help doesn't really help. It doesn't really make a difference owing to that person's terribleness. They, you know, like if some homeless person comes up to you on the street and they smell strongly like alcohol and they want some money, if you give them that money, there is a fairly good chance they're going to spend it on more alcohol. You know what I mean? Because they smell like alcohol. That's clearly what they like to spend money on. So, you know what I mean? It's, sure, they do need help, but maybe giving them money is not the best way to help them. They might just go spend that on alcohol. Yeah, so there is this notion of like, there is generosity which is poorly invested, and then there's generosity that's well invested. You know, so yeah, I'll tell you a quick little story. My own father, he wanted to do a big act of generosity, and he went to this island called the Dominican Republic, and he went to an orphanage. And he spent quite a lot of money. Like, he spent time getting to know these orphans. He would play basketball with them. He really felt a lot of compassion for them. You know, they were poor. They were really needed any help, eh? And he and this orphanage was run by a priest, a padre. So he's like a Christian priest. And my dad spent a lot of money buying, like, all new mattresses. The kids were sleeping on these dirty, terrible mattresses. He bought them, you know, a couple new basketballs. Their old basketball was like the worst basketball you ever saw in your life. It was like a homemade, terrible basketball, you know. My dad got him a couple of new, nice basketballs. He fed them a bunch of pizza. You know, he did a bunch of nice things for these kids. And then a year or two later, he came back to the same orphanage to see how things were going. Okay? So he expected to see those mattresses he bought, and he was expecting to see those basketballs still being used. But no, that terrible old basketball, they were still using the old terrible basketball. And he's like, well, what happened to the two basketballs I bought? Oh, those went out. We've got this farm location that's also an orphanage, and some of the bit older kids live there, the teenage ones. We sent those basketballs out there. And by the way, all those nice mattresses, they were gone. The dirty mattresses were back again. Yeah, and then my dad went to that farm. Maybe those basketballs and mattresses were out there. No. His basketballs were gone. They were just, you know. And he felt so betrayed because he donated a lot of money. He donated about 10,000 Canadian dollars. So that's about 36,000 ringgits, roughly. And like all, now the pizza did get into the kids' stomachs. He was there for that. He watched the kids eat that pizza. But any material object, which he gave, which was nice, it just went bye-bye. It was gone. Couldn't find it. And nobody knew where it went. Nobody said nothing. Nobody, when he asked for an explanation, nobody knows where it went. Nobody knows anything. You know what I mean? So that really burns, you know, when charity is like just betrayed like that, you know, just, you know. Yeah, so anyway, There is this notion of like, oh, it does matter who you choose to give to. It does matter. It can just really go to waste. A lot of charities, you know, you hear there's really high administration fees. The administration will keep like 92% or something like that. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So yeah, giving is harder than it seems, eh? Okay. Anyway, I'll just conclude then. Okay. Let us now invite our departed relatives, friends, and all beings to rejoice in the merit we have made. Let us recite together. Idang me nyati nang hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Idang no nyati nang hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Idang wo nyati nang hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Eta vata ca amhehi sambatang punya sampadang sabbe satta anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya. Let us make an aspiration for Nibbana. Please repeat after me. Idang me punyang asavakkaya vahang hotu. Idang me punyang Nibbanasa pachayo hotu.